me, each one of our children is a child, a future adult, just pleading to become successful, just pleading to be able to survive. Much of the violence in our society is caused by students who either lack skills or by students who never learn to like themselves or their world. Teaching, therefore, is pretty much like gambling. The student with the fewest poker chips or the fewest skills is often afraid to risk the chance of failure. The teacher must then provide this student with the confidence that we are always there, that we have as much time as it takes for that student to achieve as a literate lifter of this world and not as a failing leaner. Learning means nothing to a failure. It is our duty, therefore, as educators, to make certain that each student meets with success regardless of the cost. Children who feel that they have something to talk about and something to offer to the classroom situation simply do not become behavioral problems. They do not interrupt the classroom and teaching situation. Many teachers never talk to a child or touch a child until that student is already in trouble. The time to establish rapport with students is before they are in trouble. A touch, a pat, a whisper, to touch a child's shoulder as we pass that child's desk, signals and communicates the words, "Are you all right?" To call a child's name often and praiseworthy attempts before the child is being reprimanded alleviates behavioral problems. Every student's response should be respected, and that student will try even harder the next time. The child begins to think, "I can participate, I can achieve, I can excel, I am a part of something." We also need to drop the idea that minority children learn in different ways. These children learn and achieve the same as any other ethnic group. They must learn to survive the same as any other ethnic group in America. The myth that minority children come to school with less incentive to learn means that these children will and can never be given a fair opportunity, and the chances in life will always be unfair the rest of their lives. We constantly refer to certain groups as them when we speak of academics, but when we are on a winning team, it's us. It must be that us attitude then in the classroom. I believe that given the proper instruction that all children can achieve, it is not fair to put what we call children in a fair situation, knowing that we have given them little or no chance to succeed. We all have begun somewhere in this country, and the beginning now to realize that any country as powerful as America certainly cannot afford to be powerful and illiterate. We must admit that the present problems of our time will not solve themselves. The first step must truly be our own, and that step must be taken in today's classroom so that our children will not continue to run away from humiliating, frustrating, and sordid academic situations. St. Francis of Assisi said, "One single sunbeam is enough to chase away many shadows." Certainly, we must all become those sunbeams as parents and as teachers.
Indeed a pleasure to hear the speech of Sister Marva Collins, because she has a lot of fight, a lot of academic skill, and may God continue to bless her in her struggle. because we're all in the same struggle. Brothers and sisters, winding down and winding up. The events for the evening, we'd like at this time to give our last award. We have already said many times tonight that if you speak so much about the achievements of a person, you will certainly make the person feel that you are pinning some kind of false accolades upon them. Imam Wahdi Muhammad is a man of a very humble, peaceful nature. He's spiritual and he's practical. He's a real man. He's the kind of man that does not want people to set him up like some idol or god. That's beautiful, because it gives us a chance to see the full value of the human being and what they represent. Many of us know him. We know about him. For the Muslims, we say he's our mujaddid. He is our imam. He is our leader. We need to understand, really, that he is the leader for the freedom struggle of the whole of this society, if not the world. I want to be very brief. We have come to highlight education. Education in the Sister Clara Muhammad Elementary and Secondary School. Sister Clara Muhammad is the mother of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. Imam Wahdi Muhammad was raised in an Islamic school setting, the University of Al-Islam. He was raised up, educated, in a strict religious setting. You can understand then his strong desire for us to have moral excellence in everything that we do, to eliminate those things that cause us to be selfish and take away our choices in life through greed, envy, and jealousy. Imam Wahdi Muhammad has many achievement awards. I'm going to state a few. He has the Four Freedom Award. He has the Walter Luther Humanitarian Award. And he has been the invited guest of heads of state from countries all over this world. From countries all over this world. Now, why would they invite him? He's just an ordinary man to some, but he is a great and a profound leader to the many heads of state, to many countries, and to many people all over this world. He is certainly one to us, the Muslims, here in America. Let us not then measure Imam Wahdi Muhammad by just a simple measure of his achievements. Let us measure the greatness of this man by the task that he set forth for himself and us. First of all, he is the leader, the imam, of the largest Islamic group of Muslims in the Western Hemisphere. That's a heavy responsibility. He is the leader of the Muslims here, all of them, if you will, in America, a people who were anything and everything but a Muslim before Imam Wahdi Muhammad began to teach us Al-Islam. meaning simply that we people who have suffered from a many or great flashbacks of horror going back all the way into slavery that has its toll and effect upon the society today. Many times we have confused people, but the most serious of our ills in most cases as we doubt the existence of Almighty God. Imam Wasim Muhammad has set another momentous task for us. All of these tasks are in the realm of education. The task to remove racial images of God or racial images of divine, which Imam Wasim Muhammad simply says to us is the root causes of all of our problems. Here's another task that he's brought to us. And we join him in these struggles and in these tasks. He says, we must bring around and we must bring together and to focus the social equality of our women in society. Imam Muhammad says simply but profoundly, reconstruct the family life. Imam Wasim Muhammad has taken on the task of teaching a miseducated society, especially the Afro-American people, the people whose number one problem has been ignorance. Imam Wasim Muhammad says the number one solution is education, to remove ignorance. But education, or proper education, must begin with the faith and belief in Almighty God. We take special pleasure. We take a specific interest, a joy, if you will, in presenting to Imam Wasim Muhammad this trophy, this plaque, but most of all, we would like to present to him our souls, our hearts, and join him in this great struggle to remove racial images of God.
People, brothers and sisters, distinguished guests, peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum. Praise be to Allah, the guardian evolver, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. I bear witness that nothing deserves worship except Him alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad, whom the Quran has revealed, is His servant and His messenger. Dear beloved people, I really appreciate this award. Actually, I wasn't expecting an award. I was so excited when I learned that the school was having this great occasion here, and I wanted to support it, as always. And I was very happy to learn that Ms. Marva Collins would be here, and I had never met her personally, and I always have wanted to ever since I read about her wonderful achievements in her school on the west side in Chicago. And the other distinguished persons here, Muhammad Ali and all of them, I just wanted to be here with you all. And I didn't expect to receive an award, but I am very grateful for it. And it came right on time. Our clock is not running too well at home now. We are ready for a new timepiece on the wall. So Thank you very much, and this is a very beautiful one. I didn't come to give a talk tonight. I came to hear the keynote address, and we had heard it. And I just regret that the acoustics for the back, for the rear, is not too good. Believe me, I envy you. I think you heard it more better out here. It's clear this way, but back here we're getting a kind of echo of something, you know, and it's not too clear. But I hope the Imam Rashid will do me the favor and ask whoever's handling the program tonight to send me a copy once they transcribe Ms. Collins' address. Please send me a copy. Now, the Imam, he gave me, he knew I wasn't prepared to make a speech, so he gave me this. He said, here's something, maybe they get you started. Now let me read to you what he gave me to get me started. It's the best in the world to get anybody started. It's from the Quran, and it's called Surah Al-Asr, the chapter of the time or the hour, or time down through the ages. And it says, and I quote in English, "By the token of time through the ages, verily man is in a state of loss, except such as have faith in God and do righteous deeds and join together in the mutual teaching of truth and in patient constancy or perseverance." I think that was a divine thing you did just then, Brother Imam. Where is he? Yes. Thank you very much. That was very beautiful. Now, I could hear many of the wonderful things that our keynote speaker was saying, and one thing she said that stuck, and I'll never forget it. In fact, I'm going to repeat it over and over. She said, "Perseverance runs the world. Frustration stops it." As-salamu alaykum.
Brothers and sisters, you know this does not end our program. And if we have to come down there to get some good acoustics and some good sound, we are going to come down, because after this, in a very few moments, the famed propagators will entertain you. Now, the brothers and sisters, the text that Imam Wasim Muhammad did not give us in full will be given to us tomorrow at Masjid Malcolm Shabazz.
How to live in form.
How to live in form. That is the subject for tomorrow. Be early.
Thank you very much. We'd like to take you.
Brother Eman?
No, he has it like that, Brother Eman, because he wants.
Assalamu alaikum. While the propagators are setting up, I'd like to make a couple of acknowledgments. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge that we have Imam Nuruddin Faiz, who is sitting second to my left on the top tier. He is an alternate council member of the Council of Imams and an excellent imam in the state of Connecticut. I would like to introduce our dear beloved brother Jabba, the brother with this beautiful fez on his head, is the brother of Imam Wasi Muhammad. I'd like to introduce him. Brother Jabba is, believe me, one of the most gracious, one of the greatest Islamic philanthropists that we have. He has helped masjids all across America and have made cash contributions to actually save many of the masjids. So that is kind of a plea to all of those who are here that have the ability to help education, to help our masjids, to help us to spread this truth. Do as Brother Jabba has done, make sound, healthy, and very large contributions to Al-Islam. Thank you very much. I would like to make one other announcement, maybe some others, but especially this one. We were not, or we did not, mention the fact that the Sister Clara Muhammad School in Newark, New Jersey, is one of the largest Islamic schools in the Northeast region. It has approximately 200 and some students. It is doing an excellent job in the state of New Jersey. I would like to announce too that the Imam Hussein Shabazz, the Imam of that masjid in Newark, and the state Imam of New Jersey, is presently in the hospital, but he sends his greetings to all of you. He would have been here if he could. He sends the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum. Now we are getting into the climactic period of this great program, the Educational Benefit Banquet. We certainly hope that we have met the goals and the standards that you have set for us. We certainly want to bring to you the kind of culture, the kind of talent, the kind of expression that will aid us in our struggle to maintain the things that we're trying to maintain in the way of education. You know, education is a hard, consistent work. And when your teachers work hard and cannot receive pay, then that says something to us and about us. When we need facilities like the bare necessity of light so we can write, some heat to stay out of the cold, a place where we can come in and practice on all the beautiful things that you saw and heard today. Well, it takes finance. Well, we have a saying in New York, you must pay Con Edison. It says you can't con air, you got to pay it. So what I'm saying to you is that please make your contribution. So we hope that the propagators, the microphones are set up. Are you set? All right. We want to bring on the renowned, the great propagator.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu.
I seek refuge with Allah against shaitanir rejected enemy, which is simply my own weaknesses, my own fault, my simple mistakes. With the name Allah, most gracious, most compassionate, we openly bear witness that there's but one Allah, who is alone, unique, with no partners, no sons, no daughters, no brothers, nor sisters. And we openly bear witness that Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah of Arabia, 1402 years ago, is the last messenger and slave servant of Allah. And I will testify before the world that Imam Waris-ud-Din Muhammad and the true believers of Islam is on a straight path of understanding. We want to greet you, most honorable and dignified human beings, with the greetings of peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum. We are the propagators, brothers and sisters, and we're here tonight to propagate. But as the propagators, we always open up with a small surah from the Quran. And we want you to listen very carefully, because this surah is for all of us. It says here, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa duha, wa layli idha saja, ma wa da'aqrabuka wa ma qala, wa la akhiratu karwan lakal min ula. Wala sahul yukti kurubuku patarada. Alam yajitka yateem and fahawa. Wawa jeddika dal and fahada. Wawa jeddika ail and fahadna. Fa amel yateem a falat takha. Wa am a sail and falat tanha. Wa am a bernate mati rabbika fahadi. That is, with the name Allah, most gracious, most compassionate, by the glorious morning light, and by the night when it is still, your God and your Lord has not forsaken you, nor is he displeased. And truly, the hereafter shall be better for you than the present. And soon will your God and your Lord give you that with which you shall be well pleased. Did he not find you an orphan, and he gave you shelter and care? And he found you wandering, and he gave you guidance? And he found you in need, and he made you independent. Therefore, treat not the orphans with harshness, nor repulse the petitioners unheard, but the bounties of your Lord rehearse and proclaim. Brothers and sisters, we have rehearsed our script. What about you? We want you to know tonight. We want you to know tonight, brothers and sisters, we did not come here to get down. We come to get up. And it pleases me greatly to bring before you one of the most dynamic performing a cappella group of our time, none other than your brothers and my brothers and sisters, the propagators. Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
All right, well.
Assalamu alaikum. To the guests, to the leadership, Imam Waris-ud-Din Muhammad, to all of you, we're grateful to Almighty Allah for being here. We pray to Allah that we leave here with some understanding tonight. And we pray that we realize that our mission is one.
Right.
We have one common cause, and that's ignorance. And we pray to Almighty God that we all can come together and unite behind one leadership. Because we recognize, we realize that living in this world ain't easy.
Living in this world
it ain't easy, you know.
Easy.
But you got to stand up.
In this world ain't easy.
Like Muhammad Ali, you got to fight.
This world ain't easy.
You got to fight like there'll be no tomorrow.
This world ain't easy.
You got to be firm in your faith. In the front of the Almighty God. That's why we get saved.
Some pretty
nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some pretty nice, some p
But you know, we got to always remember to
Don't let it break your mind. Fight, 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 f We've seen the rising of the sun, and we know the time is what must be done. For out of the east and unto the west, the sun is shining on you, the best. The flower that bloomed from the mud of toil, struggle, sweat, and blood. We've had many great leaders to come before us.
Yes, we did.
And they were calling us to the banner of truth.
All right.
And what we want to know,
tell
right
them.
Here,
tell
and right now, and that is, how long will we wait to heed the call?
All right, all right.
And you know the leaves are turning green on the trees. Let's get busy before they fall. We just no longer.
Are you?
Thank you.